Alright. All you good little boys and girls. It's time for a bedtime story. It was a beautiful morning, and Mike decided to go for a run. He lived in the country and loved to go running in the mountains. Today, he decided to use a path that he'd not been down. As he worked his way down a hill, he noticed a cave hidden off the path. It was covered in thick branches and vines, but Mike, being the curious type, pushed the brush aside and slowly walked in. The cave was cool and dank. It was so dark he couldn't see much. Mike decided to go back and maybe come again tomorrow with a flashlight. But then there was a sudden sharp pain, and he melted into darkness. Mike woke up dizzy and foggy, a bright light piercing his eyes. He rubbed his face and tried to figure out what happened. As his vision cleared, his eyes met the chilling, ice-blue gaze of a beautiful woman. Her skin had a blue tint, and her hair was the color of snow. Her ears were pointed, much thinner and sharper than a human's. This woman of sorts wore a thin, sheer dress over her petite, toned body. This exquisite creature had to be a nymph. Had he hit his head on the cave wall? He must have. This must be hallucination. Or maybe it was some dream. Wow. What are you? Where are you from? No need to answer. Just let me look at you. Oh, I know. You're in a lustful shock right now. You cannot control yourself or even your thoughts for that matter. Don't worry. I'll take good care of you. Come with me, cutie. You behave so well. Yes, I'm controlling your movements. Shh, it's okay. Let me show you your new home. It doesn't look like much, but I assure you, this little hut can be quite comfortable. Welcome to Feywild. My name is Nina, and this is my world. Your world too now. Now let's get a better look at you. Oh, you smell so good. Like man. I wonder how you taste.
Oh, wow. You taste so sweet.
Is that fear? Or do you always taste this way? I must have more. I've been here for so long. Alone. No one to touch. No one to touch me. Always alone. but alone no longer. Your clothes are in my way. Take them off, darling. Well, you certainly have a nice body for a human. Your cock is beautiful. I just want to lean down and
suck on the tip of this big throbbing cock. It tastes so good. It tastes like possibility. And you smell like life. It got bigger. I love that trick. I wonder what happens when I suck more of it. Oh, having it in my mouth. It's making my pussy tingle. I can't wait to have you all the way inside of me. Even though I'm a virgin, I assure you, I'm a nymph. I was born knowing how to please a man. I cannot wait any longer. I want to feel you deep inside me. Lay down. I've waited so long. I want all of you. I want us to be one flesh. I'm gonna climb up here and your cock is going into my tight virgin nymph pussy so very slowly. Oh god, you're tearing into me. Oh, I don't care. I need all of you. You're so big. Oh god. Oh yes. How am I supposed to feel you in my stomach? This is what I've missed. Connection. We are one. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. You're so good. Filling me. Oh, yes. Sliding in. Out. Fuck. Oh, yes. Our fluids together. Oh, so good. It tastes like eternity. That was better than I ever imagined. Now I'll put you away for safekeeping. Oh, it's okay, my delicious friend. Just come over here. Oh, shh. It's okay. The tree is just wrapping its branches around you.
and the vines cocooning you. They're just to keep you safe and make sure you don't escape. Oh, rest well, my love. We have a long life ahead. Mm-hmm.